this immediate staph infection that I was talking about, this methicillin, tell me a little bit about this.
Well, most medical personnel are familiar with what's called HA MRSA, hospital-acquired methicillin-resistant staph aureus. And that's been around for quite some time. We know it's multi-drug resistant. We know primarily older individuals are affected or infected with that strain. However, this newer strain that has developed in the community is called CA MRSA, community-acquired methicillin-resistant staph aureus, which really involves young adults and young children. And it causes a skin and soft tissue infection, which, unlike the HA MRSA, can be fatal because the strains are extremely toxigenic, meaning they possess and express many different types of toxins. Very similar, in fact, to the TSST1 toxin of toxic shock syndrome strain that we know about the tampon uses.
So this strain could get out of control.
This strain is unfortunately a very aggressive strain, and there are different clonal types. Some of them are very invasive, that the individual who has the infection may let it go as nothing. For example, you have a tiny abrasion on the skin.
Sure, and they might not think it's anything, right?
They think it's nothing. They don't even take care of it with a Band-Aid. That's how little the contusion looks or the lesion. And lo and behold, in a day or two, they're in the ICU dying from a toxin-mediated disease, multisystemic disorder. So the bottom line is this strain can come up and hit you blindsidedly and get you in a position where you might never want to be.
Now, a lot of people blame the fact that inappropriate use of antibiotics may be one of the causes that this is going to get out of control. Do you believe that?
Absolutely.
Ah.
The biggest cause of these multi-drug resistance strains, actually, is antibiotic usage. If you look in the United States, 150 million prescriptions are written. The last time I checked statistics, 60% of these are for antibiotics. That translates to about 90 million. Of the 90 million prescriptions, 50 million of these prescriptions are unnecessary or inappropriate. And that is the number one cause of multi-drug resistant strains and superbug development. There's also a second cause that most people don't appreciate. In our country, 25 million pounds of antibiotics are used in the agricultural industry, and only 3 million pounds are used to fight infectious disease. There's actually a third cause in addition, which is lesser of significance, and that is that individuals, the lay public, generally take antibiotics that they may have had for a previous infection or may buy them over-the-counter in some Caribbean nations and take them ad lib without knowing what they're doing.
Philip, are states beginning to really get serious now about this staph infection?
I think it's public health facilities. And in fact, the medical associations like pediatrics and the AMA are really passing the message. Don't let patients bully you into giving an unnecessary prescription, things of that nature. And as far as the Pediatrics Association, don't treat children, without regard to careful consideration as to whether or not they need an antibiotic.
Are more people apt to get this infection, the staph infection, on the outside world or perhaps in a hospital if they're staying there?
This community-acquired infection is an outside hospital type infection.
All right.
But you can get it in the hospital, but it's primarily outside the hospital that it's being that the organism is spreading, and that's the danger. It's spreading pretty much. It used to be on the West Coast. Now it's already to the East Coast, and we're seeing strains of this organism, and it has caused deaths in certain number of patients. It's interesting, you ask about the origin being antibiotic resistant. There is a group, a Dr. Eddy, E-A-D-Y, from United Kingdom, that has proposed that the actual origin is very unique in that it came from a coagulase negative strain of Staph aureus that is common to the skin. And because of the heavy usage of oral penicillins, especially in the 60s, the staph, this Staphylococcus skeuri, lived with Staphylococcus aureus in the axillary region of the body where you can accumulate large concentrations of penicillin drugs. They coexisted, and eventually the selective pressure that they experienced during beta-lactam therapy, the penicillin therapy, allowed them to exchange materials, and they became very much like each other. And the characteristics of this C.A. MRSA is very closely related to the Staph coagulase negative, which is supposedly the non-virulent form.
You know, health officials, Philip, are trying to scare the death out of us with, you know, talk about the avian flu pandemic, which I don't believe will occur. Yet here's something that's real. It's here. It's spreading. It could kill. And I don't hear major health officials saying anything about this.
It's actually in the medical communities. A great deal is being done about it, as well as being said about it. And because it's highly virulent and it possesses many toxins, people take it very seriously. In fact, there are only a few antibiotics that are useful against this organism, and they are being used as far as I know. These are newer antibiotics, unfortunately. So eventually this organism may develop resistance to some of these newer ones.
Well, but why doesn't the CDC hold a national news conference, explain what this is, like you're doing for us tonight, and let the public really know about it, so one, to avoid panic, or two, to at least allow us to start combating this thing?
Yeah, I think there were many meetings, national meetings, but they were primarily for medical personnel. As far as the public, it is more important, I think, initially for the medical community to be aware of it and to treat very aggressively this particular phenotypic type of staph, where they may not take it seriously. And I think that was important. Certainly the public should be made aware, because the public, to some degree, is responsible for letting it go to a point where they may wind up in a hospital without knowing.